the results that our brand barometer shows that Sanyo's quality isn't as high as the other brands that we explored, and especially against Sony, and that Sanyo's price points weren't exactly right. So they didn't get the pricing to the customer exactly right of their products. So they have a lot of work to do to restore customers' faith, but it's achievable.
So how is it achievable? What can the company do to fight the image of Sony, for example, or Philips? A lot of other brands are seen as, yes, this product is the one to buy. It's not only fashionable, but I trust it, and it's a brand name of quality. Sanyo doesn't fit into that bracket, a real uphill struggle. What can they do about it?
Well, a couple things they can do. One is they can look at the designs of their products, and one of the things we know now, especially if you look at the Apple iPod, is that design counts for a lot, and Sanyo's design of their products isn't exactly cutting edge. So that's one thing they can change, is the look, the color, the actual fabrication of the product, the materials that are used, that can be changed. The messages can be changed about Sanyo. They can position themselves in the market as a high quality product or service, but at a more accessible price.
A new share issue, Goldman Sachs effectively ending up with much more influence over the company and new income for the company. That revenue, I suppose, can be used in many, many ways to develop its product base and to develop its image. The fact there is money there does give hope.
Hopefully, a lot of that investment will be directed towards the marketing function and market research function, so that Sanyo is that much more insightful and wise about what customers want, and has an R&D research and development capability that allows it to make the products that customers increasingly want.
Alison Stewart-Allen at International Marketing Partners. Now let's